Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Cook County Commissioner Stanley Moore has flipped his vote to support the sweet beverage tax in Cook County. The commissioner's on a phone line. Stanley, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
Real good. I appreciate your time. Tell me what your initial thinking was on the sweetened beverage tax in Cook County.
So initially, when I supported the sweetened beverage tax, was because the county needs revenue. I remember when county had a thriving three hospital system. We had Provident, we had Stroger, we had Oak Forest. And now Provident, we've cut back so much that Provident has lost their ER. Provident has no longer accepts ambulances. Provident went from a 200-bed hospital system to a 13-bed hospital system. And Oak Forest is the same. Oak Forest, this was a thriving campus, a beautiful campus, a hospital that provided services, mental health care, and so on and so forth. We've cut all those things now. Those things don't exist anymore. And the only hospital we have left is Stroger Hospital. So when the president of the board says that we need revenue, she's serious. She means that. And I understand that. Over 20,000 people in my district alone use Stroger services this year. And that's an astronomical number of people that use one single health and hospital system.
So
that's why I supported the beverage tax.
That's why you supported the beverage tax originally. Even though some of those campuses were thinning out or going away, your people still need Stroger, so the tax would generate revenue. So then why are you backing away from that?
So the outcry, first of all, I'm Cook County Commissioner of the 4th District, and I represent my constituency. The outcry has been asking us to please not tax us anymore. People are just taxed out. They're tired. They're paying a plastic bag tax. They're paying a sewer and water tax. They're paying a garbage tax. They're paying a property tax. They're paying a income tax. They're just taxed out this year. I mean, we can't do anymore. And so I represent them, and they're asking me to repeal. They're asking me not to tax them. So we have to find an alternative solution to solving our problems.
Commissioner, Steve Bertrand in the newsroom, did you personally convey your switch to Board President Preckwinkle? And if so, I'm just interested in how that went.
I mean, the president is a very pragmatic type of person. She has a budget deficit, and she wants to fill it. And I understand that. And, of course, I did. I would not surprise this on her or surprise her with this. So I sat down with the president, and I told her that, I support you, and I know that this has been very difficult for you. And I've always stood by your side because everything you always told me was the truth. And I understand how difficult it can be to budget such a large body of government. And with that, she was disappointed, but I believe she understood that I had to follow my constituency.
You say that the county needs the money, and you say you oppose this now because your constituents are taxed enough. That seems to imply that you think then that the county can cut its way out of the revenue that it would have raised by the taxes.
I do not.
Where's it come from then?
What's the next tax then?
I do not believe that you can cut yourself to solvent. And I've said that over and over again.
So where would the money come from then that you're going to need?
So the only reason I supported I'm a co-sponsor on the repeal bill is because it's going to sunset, which will give us at least another 2 months. We're going to, December 1st, this bill will go away. It's going to give us more time to sit down, pull out our pens and paper and sharpen our pencil and figure this thing out. We may have to close some major services. Maybe we have to close a courthouse. Maybe we have to merge a couple courthouses. We're going to have to find the money somewhere. But here, again, I took the tough vote. I supported revenue. You should be asking the 8 commissioners that supported this revenue and had no idea how they were going to fix this budget. What are they going to come up with now? I took a very hard vote because I knew that we needed revenue. And eight other commissioners sat up and said, we could just cut ourselves to solvency. So I'm dying to sit down with them and see their plan.
Yeah, but you don't think it's incumbent upon you? I mean, Tony Preckwinkle had the solution. Ms. Preckwinkle had the solution. She said, we'll tag beverages, and that was in place. If you are going to pull that away, then it would seem to me like it's incumbent upon you to have some plan to replace that revenue yourself.
Of course, I'm going to be a part of that situation because the president has done her job, and now it falls on the board to do their job. But I'm going to definitely let the eight commissioners that originally said we didn't want any revenue, they're going to have to come with a plan and put it on the table. And I'm going to have to be one of those commissioners that's going to have to support it, whether it includes a different tax or another tax. But again, I stood up. I took the tough vote. I supported revenue when other commissioners just said no revenue at all.
Tell me about the mood of the commission, then. How do you all move through this? Because it seems as if there's some maybe even personal animosity among the commissioners after, I mean, you've all been beaten up and bloody through this whole thing.
We have. We have. So let me say, we have a very competent board. A lot of commissioners have very different opinions, and they represent very different areas. And with that being said, we're going to have to find a compromise. I mean, the state of Illinois didn't pass a budget for 2 years. They didn't pass a budget for 2 years. And the president and I have supported a balanced budget for the last 4 years that I've been on the board. So this is the first time that we're going to be with a non-balanced budget without revenue. And we're going to have to sit down and we're going to have to figure it out. This is going to be new for all of us.
Cook County Commissioner Stanley Moore on the line. And so if it hasn't happened yet, but it sounds like that beverage tax is going to go away. Mr. Moore, we sure appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks again.